It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. On this morning's program, we're highlighting one of those rare talents whose career really spans his entire life. Brian Morris has been performing since he was 5 years old. He's a drummer, having played with several well-known bands, and is now the drummer for Cat Rhodes and The Truth. Brian has also gained notoriety as a producer, and I believe really the sky is limit for this young man. It's a pleasure to welcome to the Blues and Arts Hour, Brian Morris. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You sound chipper. Have you had your coffee yet?
I'm sitting right here with my coffee. I've been waiting up all morning to talk to you, so I'm just been ready to talk to you, man.
Well, I tell you what, I've been reading your resume, and it's very impressive, Brian. Let's start with what's going on currently, maybe work our way backwards, but what are you doing now? I mean, you've been pretty busy, I know.
Yes, actually, Jim, I've been playing drums all my life, and I've been, of course, you know, touring and doing some recording on the drums. But, Jim, I've got this little knack now with this production thing now, and this is taking me over. So I've been really putting my best foot forward and putting out some good music now, man. So I'm more or less into this production side of myself now. So, yeah, I've been creating some new music, man. That's about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a great talent, and we're going to talk about a lot of that here in the program. The talent that we've known you about, we've had you on the show before with Cat Rhodes of Cat Rhodes and The Truth, but you're an integral part of that group. Tell us a little bit about the band, if you would.
Well, actually, you know, the band The Truth, Kat and I have been working on this for over 10 years. And, of course, you know how it is. It's hard to keep a band together. But we've actually got a great group of guys together now. A bass player by the name of Robert Hill, a guitar player. His name is Derek Crenshaw. Mm-hmm. And we have put together this niche, man. And it's really been a fun process, you know, and they're younger guys. And I've been teaching them a lot about the blues, you know, because the blues has set me to a certain standard by playing with Kenny Neal, you know, and I was taught that by him and his family. So, you know, once I got a hold of this blues thing, man, I really wanted to make a go of it, and I wanted to share the goodness of the blues with the younger musicians. So that's how we all got together and we started this thing. And, of course, we played behind Cat Rhodes, and I create the music for her, and they just come right along, and they just do a great job of just getting in there and digging into that blues, man, and playing it well, and they listen, and they really just a great group of musicians, and I really love this group that we have now.
Well, Brian, let's do this. I want our listeners to hear a little bit about what we're talking about, Cat Rhodes and The Truth, an album released a couple years ago called Blues Sitting on My Doorstep, and let's enjoy a portion of the track title, track. Here we go. All right.
Great.
Cat Rhodes and The Truth. With Brian Morris on drums. We'll be right back. That is a great song. Brian Morris, drums on that. And Brian, I know you had more to do with that song than just playing drums, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I actually created the music to that song.
Uh-huh. Well, it's hard driving, and it's got so much feeling in it. I mean, that's and that's a tribute to you and also Kat, right?
Well, thank you. We both thank you for that. I really thanks a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you.
If any of our listeners would like to find out more about Brian Morris or Kat Rhodes and the Truth, probably the best way to do that is to go to msdeltablues.com. And there's a bio on both of those there. Brian, anything else that you would like to add as far as if people wanted to find out about you and your music?
Actually, no, that's pretty much it. That's and you can actually go on catroadsandthetruth.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, pretty much that's it. And I will definitely be posting some new projects that I will be doing that I am working on right now. So definitely go to those both of those sites. You can find out what's going on.
All right,
going
to take a break. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. Our featured guest today, Brian Morris. And what a talent he is. We're going to talk about his career and kind of his roots and all that when we come back from the break and hear some more terrific music. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. All right, we're back. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist today is Brian Morris. And Brian is a terrific producer, of course, an integral part of Kat Rhodes and the Truth. But Brian, you know, you're from Pensacola. We were talking about the heritage that we have here in the Meridian area and Mississippi and everything. But you guys are making a mark there in Pensacola yourselves, aren't you?
Yes, actually, Jim, both of them are originally from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
And I ended up moving to Pensacola by way of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And just love it on this coast. And yes, we actually were on the Blues Marker downtown Pensacola. And, you know, we really been putting our best foot forward into keeping the blues alive. And we really wanted to bring more of the blues to the Pensacola area because it was lacking. It was lacking the blues. And like I say, once again, you know, with me touring with Kenny Neal for so many years, you know, the blues was embedded in me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make a mark and, you know, try to start something up and try to make my little mark in the blues because I really love it because I come from the jazz and R&B era, mm-hmm. you know, and like I said, once I got into the blues, it just did something to me. It gave me the blues in a good way.
Well, Brian, I want to talk about that time that you spent with Kenny Neal. I mean, that was a major education for you, and it really kind of propelled you into the direction that you're going, right?
It was, yes. Him and his brothers, his father, his mother, his sisters, I mean, they were all, I mean, to be a part of that blues heritage right there, you know, mm-hmm. I think that had a lot to do with me becoming a blues artist because, like I say, I came from the jazz and R&B side, which blues is in the middle of that, but once I got with that family, you know, and they really are the blues. They really live it. And I owe a lot to them, and I really thank them for the things and the times and the great trips and everything that I've learned from them. Yes.
I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to highlight this because, to me, this is extremely special, and that's the fact that you guys were you were on a blues trail marker. I mean, you were highlighted on that. When was that, and what does that do to you, Brian?
Well, that was about 4 years ago now, and it was so funny because we did not even know that we were on this marker. We were actually performing for the ceremony, mm-hmm. and we were actually going up on the stage to do a sound check. So Kat walked over to the marker, and she started reading it and looking at all the heritage, because they have a lot of history of the blues in Pensacola as well. And that's why I say people forgot about that. We wanted to bring that back, bring that heritage back. So Kat was reading the sign, and she started screaming, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's wrong? What's wrong? So I ran over there. I'm like, what's wrong? She was just pouring out tears, and I'm like, what? She said, look, our name is on the marker. I'm wow. Mm. We were totally surprised by that. We were totally surprised by that. Yes.
All right. Brian, I want to play another tune by Cat Rhodes and the Truth. It's Cool Waters. Do you have anything background on this that you'd like to share?
You know what? Dad, I have really, like I said, I was just one day, I was just sitting in the studio and I was just playing around with a couple of little samples or whatever. And I got this bluesy little sample and I got it going on and I just took on to it. And from that point on, I just let it go. I just let it flow. And with me being a drummer, I didn't want to put any drums to it. I wanted to just ring out just guitar, vocals, and harmonica. So just let the people hear it, see what you think, and all I can say is the Lord just gave that to me.
It's impressive. Here we go. Cool Waters, Cat Rhodes, and the Truth. Cat Rhodes in the Truth, and of course Brian Morris, an integral part of that music. And Brian, speaking of arranger and band leader for Cat Roads and the Truth, what all does that entail?
Well, I can tell you, just Jim, all I can say is, you know, putting your best foot forward, you know, trying to keep the music as original as possible. And, you know, just creative, being creative, and trying to stick with the blues. And also, not only that, we have another side of us that, you know, not just the blues. I do R&B and I do smooth jazz. So to make that question that you asked me, only thing I can think of, Jim, is just, you know, just being creative and just thinking about the music and putting your best foot forward and making things work, you know, as a unit. And like I said, Kat, she's such a great writer. Uh-huh. You know, so every time we just bring music to her, it's like so easy to put things together. So we just have this niche, and that's what I think, you know, that sets us apart. You know, we have a good writing squad between her and I and the band members. So we just, you know, just really just try to create as much as we can, good as we can, you know.
And you've got to have that special ear. You know, you have
you do.
You have an ear that others don't have, so to speak.
Right? Well, that's true. You know, and that's the thing about music. You know, people, music is the terminology of music is there's no right or wrong way. It's just the way. I remember Kenny Neal told me one thing one time, a long time ago, do wrong right. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you do that? So in music, you know, there's a way that you can take your music, your ear, you know, what sounds good to your ear, you know, sometimes what feels good in the inside, you know, that's where it comes from, you know.
That's right. Brian Morris, our special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about we've got a new song that was just released a couple of weeks ago by Cat Roads and the Truth. We're going to enjoy that and also talk about Brian's production company, BMO Productions, and I think you're going to be impressed with that. So you stay with us. Again, Brian Morris, our special guest. You can find out more about him at msdeltablues.com. Also, Cat Roads and the Truth. You can find out about them on that website, as well as catroadsandthetruth.com. Our time now is 9:30. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 9:30. Stay with us. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind locally owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And our very special guest today, Brian Morris, what a talent he is. Arranger, producer, songwriter for Cat Roads and the Truth, also a producer, has his own production company, BMO Productions. And Brian, I said in the intro that your career spans your entire life, and you started performing at the age of five. Was that with your dad? Is that right?
Yes, my father, late Joe Morris Sr. I played with his band. That's where I got my start. I was fortunate to have to listen to the drummer Jebo Starks that played for James Brown and Fred Wesley that wrote all the horn parts and some of the most of the songs for the JDs and everything. They played with my father. So I was fortunate to be around those great musicians. And when I was a little kid, I would sit around and I would watch that. And I knew right away what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So once I found that out, and my father had to go through all this beating on tables and mom beating on chairs and stuff, they were like, stop this kid from doing all this. So I ended up playing the drums, and dad said, you want to play drums? I'm like, yeah. So he put me up on the stage, and next thing you know, hey, bam, there I was. And wow. I became his full-time drummer at seven.
Wow. And I understand that there was a piece recorded by a band as a tribute to your dad called Mr. Morris. And it went to number 12 on the jazz chart. That was so cool.
Yes, it did. Yeah, the group Roman Street that I perform and record with and tour with, they, them and this guy by the name of, what's his name? Oh, God, saxophone player. Vincent Ngala. Sorry, Vincent Ngala. JoJo and I, my brother that's the bass player, we were in the studio one day and we played this groove and we came up with this song. And they just loved it. And they dedicated it to my father, Mr. Morris, Mr. Joe Morris, and they put Vincent and Gala on it, and we put it together, put it out, and wow, bam, look what it did. Wow, it became cool. A number 10 song on Jazz Billboard.
Wow, terrific.
Number 12. Number 12.
Well, a song just released a couple of weeks ago called Slim Brown. Tell us about this, Brian.
All right, Slim Brown. That was a fun project to work on. Once again, I'm sitting in the studio just putting stuff together, and of course, Kat, she comes over and she listens at the music, and once Kat hears something, she goes to writing like instantly. That's why I love, you know, putting stuff together with her, because she'll come up with an idea really quick. So once she heard the song, she put this thing together with this guy, Slim Brown, and his guitar, Maybelline. And next thing you know, she just started writing, and boom, here it comes. And this is what you have. And it just happened just like that. And, of course, we sent it to Miss Carol Marvel and Mr. Ron Marvel, and they listened, and they were like, dude, sound like you guys are in the Delta with this one. I was like, if they said that, I was like, okay, let's go with it. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, MSDeltaBlues.com. That's where you can find out more about Kat Rhodes and The Truth, and also Brian Morris and his career. KatRhodesandTheTruth.com also. But let's enjoy this new song from Kat Rhodes and The Truth featuring with Brian Morris. It's called Slim Brown. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, that's Slim Brown, just released from Cat Roads into the Truth. And Brian, that's y'all are working on that one.
Yeah, we went to work on that one, man. And that's what I was going to tell you, too. Honestly, I wanted to tell you about the drive of that tune, because, you know, blues is taking so many different turns now. And I love that old rockabilly feel to the blues. And I would love to say also, I thank Robert Hill on the bass and the awesome guitar player that's on there by the name of Caleb Murphy. They did a wonderful job on that song, man. I mean, they just really brought that thing together. And yeah, we worked on that one, buddy. We worked.
Well, it really came together, so that's terrific. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. Folks, you don't want to go away. We've got a piece that we're going to play that's just going to blow you away. It did for me, so y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. Our featured artist today, Brian Morris, and the show, of course, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's Good to Be Blue. And Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one-of-a-kind, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's now 9:45, quarter till 10. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Our time now is 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Brian Morris, our featured artist today. And Brian, I know you're a humble guy, but I gotta let our listeners know that the city of Mobile, you mentioned that you and Kat were originally from Mobile, but they recognized you, I think, from back in November of 2019 with your own day. Is that right?
Yes, they did. Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. It was such a surprise. It was such a surprise after being in the music business 40 years of my life. And wow, that's been all my life pretty much. And, but yeah, they recognized me, and that was such an amazing thing. I thank God for that.
Production company. You have your own production company, BMO Productions. Tell us about that, a little background on that, maybe some of the artists that you're working with.
Okay. Well, I started BMO Productions, 2019. I've been, you know, creating music, and I just finally one day just took it really serious. And the help of Mrs. Carol Marble and her wonderful husband, Mr. Ron Marble, they actually listened at some of my compositions. And, you know, with me just putting down ideas, and they were like, dude, you are really creating some good music. You should put it out there, you know, and as well as Kat Rose. She was one of the ones that told me as well. But, you know, of course, you know, when you're creating, you just kind of like just hold it to yourself. You're not really confident. And but no, I took it serious, Jim. I started taking it more serious, and because I was like, well, I have something to say, you know, and I wanted to say it on my own. So that's when I started BMO Productions and started creating. And of course, the first artist I worked with was Kat Rose. And then after that, the group Roman Street that I play with, the Latin flamenco jazz group that I play with, I love that style of music. And I just had this idea one day, and I put the song together for them, and which is the song is called Keys to Paradise.
Yeah.
And so I started doing this smooth jazz thing, and they picked up on it, and they were like, wow, man, you're creating some good music. So we just put this song out there, and here we go, you know. So that's how BMO Productions started off, you know. So right now I'm actually, you know, trying to work with other different artists. Hopefully I get a chance to work with Mr. James Mays really soon, which is one of my favorites right there. So, Mr. James, if you're listening, I'm looking forward to working with you, sir.
All right. And you're talking about Ron and Carol Marble. That's Mississippi Delta Blues Incorporated. Their website, msdeltablues.com. Brian, you were talking about Key to Paradise. It's an instrumental, and it is, I was telling you off the air that I was listening to it yesterday preparing for the program. It just blew me away. And I think our listeners are going to feel the same way when they hear it. Let's hear it, okay? Let's do that.
Let's check it out.
All right, here we go. Key to Paradise. That is amazing. That's an instrumental called Key to Paradise, and Brian Morris on drums. Intricate drum line there, Brian, but tell us about the band. Who's in there again?
Okay, Roman Street consists of two brothers. Their name is Noah Thompson and Josh Thompson. And the bass player that plays with them is my brother Joe Morris, and me on the drums. And like I was telling you earlier, my brother, he didn't play on that one, and he had a surgery, so we had to get a replacement, which this guy is such an amazing bass player. His name is Quentin Ayers, so that's the one that played on that bass line on that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, those guys, they are such a wonderful duo. I met them a few years ago. I've been with them now maybe 10 years now. And when I first heard their compositions, man, I became an instant fan of theirs. They're such wonderful musicians, and I've always loved the Latin flavor of music. Mm-hmm. And they introduced me to that style of music, to the flamenco and the smooth jazz, and which I've always played jazz, but that style of music, that was just amazing to me. And so I got with them, and I, you know, created with them and recorded numerous songs with them, and it's just been an amazing, amazing journey with those guys, you know, and I really would like to thank them for giving me that opportunity to produce a song for them, you know, and it's actually doing well. I'm, like, really blessed and thankful that that song actually is holding currently number 24 on Jazz Billboard.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm very grateful and very humbled and thankful for this song.
All right. Brian Morris, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, my man. And I tell you, you were down in the Pensacola, Mobile area, down on the in that area. But do you ever get up this way? Do you see yourself coming to Jackson and performing in the near future?
Yes, hopefully soon. I will definitely keep you posted. I know I'm supposed to come up and do some work with Mr. May soon. Mm-hmm. So Miss Carol is working on that. And hopefully I'll get a chance to get up there and see you soon and sit down and have some coffee.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, more information on Brian Morris and his career is at msdeltablues.com. You can also find information about Cat Roads and the Truth on that website, as well as catroadsandthetruth.com. And again, our featured artist, Brian Morris. I'm Jim Thorne. That's going to do it on the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the sponsor of the program, longtime sponsor, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in Ridgeland. Until next week, again, thanks for listening. God bless.
Oh, did you have a good time? That's cool. Yeah, while you were out, I wrote a special song for you. Take a seat. Listen.
I woke up this morning. I stepped in my shoe. Walked out through this house and I got my first taste of the blues. My man wasn't home. I was once again alone.